Is it a high-end one or just a cheapy one?
My phone was too close to
me. I guess you call it cheapy. It's an older. It's the mobile.
It's far away. It's actually without going out in the hallway.
It's a TK.
Is any better?
Doesn't do like NXDN or anything. It's just P25 and analog. Basically does the same thing as the Motorola. Except it's, I like the screen better. It's got better screen, and you can do long press on the buttons, which apparently you can't do on my Motorola. You know, Sean thought it would work, but I couldn't find where you can, the software where you can set that up. So, it's a little smaller package, too. So, it's kind of nice. Play around with it, see if I like it. If not, it'll be on the table at Dayton. Go ahead, Don.
I doubled on the first part of your conversation, Phil, and I apologize. Okay, I've moved around a little bit because I'm close to a lot of RF things going around in my apartment. So is the hum still there or not, Wally?
Yeah, slightly, but you've reduced it significantly to the point where I wouldn't have said anything now unless I was looking for it. So it sounds like a 60 hertz tone, you know, some light bulb or LED bulb or your power supply that's running your All-Star node or something like that. It sounds exactly like a 60 hertz tone, or it could be, you know, it could be something inside there, you know. But that's what it sounds like. But now, whatever you did, I wouldn't have said anything. So you've reduced it by moving, so that can eliminate the power supply and stuff like that to your node. Phil, I missed what you said because Don and you doubled at the same time about the Kenwood radio. I thought you said it was kind of a cheapie. Restart with just like the first quarter of your QSO there. W8 meeting.